It's Friday morning, which is when we hear from StoryCorps. This project is traveling the country, recording conversations between friends and loved ones. And today we'll hear from a couple who've been together for more than half a century.
My name is Ben Finn.
My name is Bernice Finn, and I'm Ben's wife.
Ben and Bernice met on a blind date. It was the end of World War II, and Ben was just coming home to Brooklyn after serving in the Army.
My two best friends were Hank and Eddie. Hank had a girlfriend. Eddie had a girlfriend. I had no girlfriend. So Eddie approached me one day and said, "Would you like to join us with a blind date?" So I said, "Sure, why not?" In those days, you wore a suit and a tie when you went on a date.
Right.
I didn't have a suit to my name, so I bought a suit to match the tie that I had.
Did it have apples on it?
It had apples on it,
I remember that.
I was very nervous. And she was so pretty.
I remember that day very well. And no, you weren't pretty. I remember Jeanette and I going into the ladies' room, and she says, "Well, what do you think? He's nice. You know, what am I?" I didn't know.
We walked out into the cold night air.
And I took your arm.
I was thrilled by that, you know. She must like me. She took my arm.
And the reason I took your arm is you seemed nervous. And I wanted to make you more comfortable. We were all hungry, and we went to a coffee shop, and everybody's ordering hamburgers and drinks. The orders are going around, and then it's Ben's turn, and he doesn't order anything. And I say to myself, "Oh, my God, I bet he doesn't have any money." So there I am, starving, and I ordered black coffee because I was afraid my date didn't have any money. So you owe me a hamburger. What was the reason you didn't order anything?
I have no memory of that. Maybe it was I didn't have enough money. Maybe it was just cheap. I don't know.
Okay, yeah. I'll buy that second explanation. It's been quite a ride.
Going on 60 years, is it? That first night I fell in love with her, and I've been in love with her ever since.
Ben and Bernice Finn at StoryCorps in New York City. Their interview will be archived with all StoryCorps interviews at the Library of Congress, and you can subscribe to the project's podcast at npr.org.